From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The first flood evacuees of the season have begun being flown out of Casetuan. By late tomorrow, about 340 of the most vulnerable people in the James Bay community will be housed at 7 hotels in Kapuskasing. Timmins Emergency Management Coordinator Tom Logren says it's a precaution right now because breakup along the Albany River hasn't started yet.
As the situation unfolds and what breakup and water levels look like, we'll kind of gauge where the next group will go.
Timmins is ready to host flood evacuees, regardless of which community they're from. Logren says the decision belongs to the local chief and band council. Timmins asked for 48 to 72 hours notice before arrival. Temiskaming Cochrane new Blue Party candidate Gary Andrade says if elected in the June vote, he'll put his riding first. What's right for Temiskaming Cochrane, he says, must be voiced in the legislature.
We need to support the North. For too many years, the North has just been the ugly stepsister at Queen's Park, and we've been told to bow down to what Toronto needs. You know what? We're people too in Ontario, and we deserve a voice.
New Blue Ontario was formed 2 years ago when a Conservative MPP was kicked out of the party for speaking out against Doug Ford's Emergencies Act. Andrade says his party will allow him to vote based on what his constituents want. The NDP is promising universal mental health care, PharmaCare, and an expanded federal dental care plan in its election platform released today. The party says if elected, it will raise the minimum wage, bring back rent control, stop big rent hikes in between tenants, and build more starter homes for first-time buyers. One person has died from a mysterious liver disease affecting about a dozen countries. The World Health Organization says the acute hepatitis of unknown origin has infected about 170 children from 1 month old to 16 years. 17 kids so far have needed liver transplants. The cases have been reported in the United States and Europe. While wrapping up our look at early hospitals and mine managers' houses in Timmins, we've already learned that McIntyre manager Richard J. Innes actually lived in the mine's lodge until he retired. The lodge is off Highway 655 across from Gillies Lake. Museum director-curator Karen Bachman tells us that after that, he lived in a coach house in Schumacher, owned by a woman.
And there were some rumors in the community that they were very, very close. He stayed there quite a number of years until he passed away.
Innes managed the mine from 1914 until 1953. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.